Okay, we'll move on to agenda item four, PR-2020-0034-3484, SD-2023-00048, preliminary plat. This is the group Ron Hensley agent for Nafasiya Pashtoon. Request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots 2 and 3, Block 12, Unit 3, Volcano Cliffs Subdivision. Zoned R1-D, located on Mojave Street Northwest between Unser Boulevard and Tsuki Drive, containing approximately 4.25 acres. This was deferred from the 412 hearing, as well as 426. Mr. Hensley, you're on? Yes, you
yes,
are.
Yes, I am here.
Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Ron Hensley, 300 Redding Iron Road Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, 87124.
And you swear to affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Hensley, would you provide an update since the last time we heard this case?
Okay. This item, case was deferred. It's a preliminary plat for 18 lots. It was deferred to allow some changes to the infrastructure list and discussion of construction of any construction in the Bocanegra Arroyo. The result of that is that prior to construction, the applicant may or may not have to apply for additional permits or make additional applications. If those applications are deemed necessary, they will be made prior to construction.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, could you tell me who is the actual ownership of the Bocanegra Arroyo? Is that the City of Albuquerque Open Space or is that the National Park Service?
It's City of Albuquerque Municipal Development, as far as the property records that I've been able to research show.
Okay. Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, and all future physical improvements, i.e. your flood wall, your scour wall, that will be contained within your subject subdivision boundaries?
Yes, and we provided an exhibit that changed placement of the scour wall to within the subdivision. That's a construction detail, I believe, that will be further hashed out as construction plans are submitted.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, but the final location of that scour wall will not be within the arroyo. It'll actually be on the property or right on the property line, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, and then Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, last question is, the sanitary sewer line is offset north in the arroyo today, is that correct? And what is that distance?
The distance is approximately 10 feet to the existing sewer line contained within the easement to which the Water Authority also has rights to.
Okay, Ron Bohannon, hearing officer, about how deep is that sewer line?
As I recall, 12 feet.
Okay.
I can get the information for you exactly if you it's necessary.
Hearing officer Bohannon, no, that's fine. Anything else, Mr. Hensley, you'd like to add to your presentation?
No, I believe the submittal meets the requirements of the IDO. As I said, there may be future details to be worked out prior to construction, but I think the application is complete.
Okay. With that, I'll turn to the general public who may want to unmute, turn their camera on, and provide comments on this. I see Nancy Hendricks. Ms. Hendricks, would you give your name and address for the record?
My name is Nancy Hendricks, Superintendent of Petroglyph National Monument. The monument address is 6001 Unser Boulevard, Northwest Albuquerque, 87120.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. You can provide your comments.
Thank you. My comment is that the boundary of Petroglyph National Monument is adjacent to the scour wall. And even though the land within this area is technically owned by the city of Albuquerque, the boundary is within Petroglyph National Monument. So in accordance with our establishment legislation, federal legislation, congressional approved in 1990, we need to follow federal laws and regulations within the monument boundary, regardless of land ownership. So when the applicant wishes to construct something in the monument boundary, regardless of whether the easement exists or not, he needs to work through the federal process in order for us to do our due diligence and do National Environmental Act policy compliance, National Historic Act compliance. So it's important for us to understand the project, get really detailed plans, and have the applicant actually submit a request through our office before proceeding with any kind of work.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Hendricks, thank you. That's why I asked the question is who actually owned the property? Because it's my understanding that the boundary of the national park was north of this arroyo. Are you disputing that the boundary of the park is actually the property line?
Yes, that's what my records show, that the park boundary is adjacent to the private property, and the easement overlays the monument property, but I don't have a clear idea of the actual boundary of the easement either, because I'm getting mixed information from certain people in the city that said they think the arroyo is outside the easement, not within the easement. The arroyo is natural drainage that's actually owned by City of Albuquerque, major public open space. So to clarify what the actual boundary of the easement is important. I haven't been able to track down any records that show the actual boundary, and it seems like the overlay maps on the GIS layer with the city is not accurate. But again, if the adjacent applicant can prove that the easement exists there, it still is an easement with the city municipal that my understanding is it's not transferable for private developers.
This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. Mr. Hensley, just a second. I see your hand raised. As soon as I'm done with Mr. Hendricks, Ms. Hendricks, I'll entertain some cross-examination, but it'll be through the chair. Ms. Hendricks, I'm going to show my age. I was actually around when the monument was created. I think Ms. Wolfley, I don't want to insult you at all, but I think you were actually in town as well. There was quite a discussion about the monument boundaries and the interaction of the city and development, specifically on utilities and corridors. And it was the spirit of the National Park Service at the time that created that they assured everybody that they would work cooperatively with the adjoining property owners to resolve these issues. So Ms. Hendricks, I want to ask you a couple of questions. The location of this wall in relation to the toe of the slope of where the park is, approximately how far is that? And how will this development and specifically the placement of the scour wall impact the monument?
Thank you for that question, Development Hearing Officer Bohannon. I don't have that information because I am not the expert, subject matter expert of how it would affect the monument boundary. We would have to go through an analysis with our hydrologist to determine that information. And we would have to know more about the design and actual process of the scour wall, what it actually looks like, what it would do. And then our regional office has subject matter experts on that. And we would go through that environmental analysis to ensure that it was constructed in a way that wouldn't affect the monument or the arroyo. My other concern is the drainage into the arroyo from the private property, understanding better how that would have potentially affect the arroyo. The slope from that property that goes into that arroyo is quite an extensive slope. But again, I'm not a hydrologist. I don't have that expertise. That is something that I would want to work with the city water hydrologist on, and also work with our regional office staff to get a better understanding of that.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. Have you had any other requests similar to this, to your knowledge, in any other locations?
We have worked with a Pulte down in the southern portion of the monument at the Mirror Haven development in the past to work through processes to, when they were constructing external to the monument, to really work together and make sure anything they were doing adjacent to the monument wouldn't have an effect on the monument. And we've worked successfully with Pulte in the past on that. And we've worked with Pulte on the inspiration side where they've provided some fences and gates. They're going to provide a gate for us to ensure that the monument is protected. They put a buffer next to the monument that allows for some protection. That's about it. Oh, and out at Durango, alongside the Northern Geologic Window, we've worked with the developer where we had a fence in the wrong location and they helped by moving the fence. So we have, you know, worked with developers in the past successfully to make sure the monument resources weren't impacted.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Hendricks. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I was confused about the sewer line too, because that seems to also go to the connecting sewer line through that arroyo. So we would want to know, you know, more about that so we could analyze the effects. And, you know, we analyze the effects. There's a permitting process that we would go through, but we just requested originally at that April meeting to get more information so we could go through our processes to make sure that the monument resources weren't being impacted. It's our due diligence to protect the resources of the monument, and that's our goal, is to make sure that we work with adjacent developers and ensure our resources are protected for future generations.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I can tell you personally that that sewer line predated the creation of the National Monument. I personally know that.
Excuse me, but I know the existing sewer line did, but I believe the developer is proposing a new sewer line that's outside of that that existing sewer line. It sounded like it would be 10 feet to connect in addition to what is already there and 12 feet deep, unless I misheard.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So what he's talking about, and I'll let Mr. Hensley elaborate, this property is going to tie to that sewer line, so he has to make a connection through that easement to that existing sewer line. Ms. Wolfley, do you have your hand raised?
I apologize to Mr. Hearing Officer, but I just want to caution you as Hearing Officer that you should not be presenting facts for the meeting. Rather, you should be evaluating facts that are presented to you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Wolfley, thank you. At the same time, I'm also providing a historical record, trying to get through to the correct facts as to actually ownership of that property. To me, it's not clear who owns that property. I'm under the impression, and that's one of the things I'm trying to get to, is the ownership of that property. Thank you. Ms. Hendricks, anything else?
No, I from our maps, the property is within the National Monument boundary, which, although it is owned by City Major Public Open Space, and then there's an easement on a portion of the property, it is clearly within the National Monument boundary.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll open it up to other members of the general public. Ms. Kiefer.
Thank you, Development and Hearing Officer Bohannon. I just wanted to...
Just for a second, would you give us your name and address for the record?
Sure. Thank you. Apologies. Trisha Keffer, with the Open Space Division, 3615 Los Pecaros Road, Southwest. Southeast. Albuquerque. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go on.
You swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay.
We just wanted to, in reference to the question of who actually owns the property, we do have an email from the Department of Municipal Development saying that they believe that the jurisdiction is under Major Public Open Space. Just wanted to clarify that.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think maybe some research needs to go back into the actual conveyance of the National Park Service. And Ms. Kiefer, your office may be instrumental in helping the applicant do that. That's one of the things that I would suggest doing. Anything else, Ms. Kiefer?
No, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. But we also do, apologies again. We also do share the opinion with the National Park Service that they have to go through the federal process in order to do any work in there.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I do understand that very clearly. Mr. Hensley, I'm going to give you a chance to respond after I take all the public comment, if that's okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have your hand,
please? This is Jay Rodenbeck. I was just going to point out for Ms. Kiefer, if she wants to share that email from DMD, I've made her a co-host, if she wanted to share that information in the record.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. Mr. Hensley,
yes.
Would you care to provide some additional comments? If there's any questions of any of the public, you need to address them through the chair.
Yes, thank you. This is Ron Hensley. I just wanted to provide some additional information. The hearing officer is correct in that there was significant discussion when the monument was created, and subsequently when Unser and Paseo were built. There was a document created to handle these issues called the Petroglyph National Monument Roadway Utility Corridors, which specifically addresses how construction is to be handled within roadway and utility corridors and drainage corridors, and addressing ownership. I believe the county clerk is the appropriate location to research title records. The research that I have done there shows that the city owns the property, not any specific division, just the city of Albuquerque. And I wanted to add that we'll work with everybody. The applicant will work with everybody, adjacent property owners, parks, open space, everyone as the process continues, and get all the necessary construction permits.
Ron Bohannon, hearing officer. Mr. Hensley, thank you. And again, I want to ask you that question I asked when you started, is that all of the proposed improvements are contained in the final design, all are contained within the property of the subject.
That, this is Ron Hensley, that is correct. With the exception of a sewer line, 10 feet of sewer line connection to serve the property.
This is hearing officer Bohannon. But the subdivision itself, the actual construction methods, you're going to have to continue to work with the National Park and Open Space onto how you physically build those is what you're alluding to.
Yes, as construction documents are provided, we will work with all the affected areas to ensure that no impact is negative on the monument.
Okay, Ms. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Hensley. I'll go back to the general public one more time. Is there anybody else in the general public on item number 4 that wishes to address the hearing officer? Okay, this seeing none, we'll go to the DFT members. We'll go with Jeremy Schell.
This is Jeremy Schell, Water Authority. Availability statement 230126 is executed and provides the conditions for service. Infrastructure is required. We did have a written comment on the infrastructure list. In reviewing the one in the application, it appears that those have been addressed. And so we have no objection to the preliminary plat application. And just to address some of the concerns raised regarding the sewer connection in the Arroyo, from the Water Authority's perspective, we have no issues and would defer to other applicable departments and such for any additional reviews and permitting for such. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So just to reiterate, the intent of your evaluation is this property drains to that line that is located adjoining the property.
This is Jeremy Schell, Water Authority. That is correct.
And Ron Buchanan, hearing officer, there's no other alternatives for that sewer line to drain, to the best of your knowledge?
This is Jeremy Shell, Water Authority. To the best of my knowledge, I would have to investigate that further. But at this time, the Water Authority has no issue with making that connection in the Arroyo.
Ron Buchanan, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Shell. And so you did not have any conditions, correct?
This is Jeremy Shell, Water Authority. No, sir. No objections or conditions.
Ron Buchanan, hearing officer. Thank you. We'll move on to code enforcement. Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer. The prior objections from the April 12, 2023 hearing regarding pad sites and maximum height notations were adjusted and appear to have been corrected. The property is located within 330 feet of a major public open space, and it appears to meet the buffer requirements for the proposed development as per IDO 5-2J2A1. Code enforcement is prepared to accept the proposed combination of buffers as shown in the preliminary plat presented on April 12, 2023, including the single loaded street and 45-foot buffers in Lot 5 and Tract A. However, as the IDO indicates, these buffers must be approved by the open space superintendent. Code enforcement would like to confirm Parks is in agreement with this determination. Code enforcement has no further comments or objections.
Ron Buchanan, hearing officer. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. So we will now go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hello, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I just noticed something that I hadn't noticed before. I noticed that the sort of stub street, Kelso Dunes, previously had a stub into the track to the east. And I'm just wondering if that will require a 45-foot landscape buffer with no buildings or anything in it. So I just wanted to make sure that that's clear for when the site would be developed in the future, that since it's exactly 45 feet in width, there couldn't be development on that site. And then our other comments are just, in line with major public open space and the monument. I guess if this plat were to be approved, what are the mechanisms in the sewer connection process where we could catch and ensure that the applicant as they develop the site would be following, the NEPA process and other requirements for any type of destruction or construction or disturbance in the actual property of the Arroyo.
Ron Buchanan, hearing officer. Ms. Phelan, so right now, code enforcement has deferred to you for impacts of this project and the buffering requirements on this site under the IDO. Have you reviewed those buffering requirements under the IDO, and are you ready to make a recommendation on this plat or not?
Yeah, so previously, open space prior to seeing the scar wall that had been located in the Arroyo. It's now been moved, but I also see that the actual setup of the so that's going to be the pond. Okay, that was my concern. I just wanted to make sure that there was not going to be development there. They had approved that on those two tracks there could be the 45-foot landscape buffer, which, as you know, in the future, that'll need to be approved through the open space division. And then the way the street is set up is also acceptable to the open space division for the buffering requirements. My question is, if it's approved today, how do we make sure that the other requirements are followed in the development review process? Because we have a history of things getting built and Parks is not included in that inspection and review process, and we've had property damage happen, and we have no way to hold the developer accountable without going to court after the fact.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon, Ms. Phelan. So today what I'm hearing, so the future construction activities, as the applicant has indicated, would work with the national park and open space to work through those construction details for making that connection. If the subject meets all the requirements of the IDO and the DPM, then we will take I will take action on this application today. So my question to you was, based on what I had heard and what I see, is there any other conditions that you see for the site itself, subject to the constructability of it, that need to be a condition of this plat?
I think that's just what I'm not sure on. I would like to have a condition referencing the concerns from open space and the monument, and the applicant saying that they will do that. No offense to anybody, but we need to, there's a lot of moving parts in the city. And so I need to have some type of mechanism to make sure that that happens. So I am comfortable approving as is, with the caveat that we have some type of insurity that they will go through the proper mechanism.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar, you have your hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So I believe Ms. Phelan could provide her comments or conditions in the chat of what those needs to be. And I just had a quick question for her. So for the sewer connection and the drainage into open space, for the sewer connection, do they have to get approval from the major open space board? Is that something that needs to happen?
Pending something coming out in the other document or easement documents that were referenced previously, typically, depending on how intense the different construction is, there could be just the requirement to go through the Open Space Advisory Board and the monument. I don't think that there's anything proposed now that would require the site plan to go to EPC for extraordinary facility. But yeah, there would definitely need to be approval from.
This is.
Yeah, so Ms. Kiefer just said anything not for recreation is usually considered an extraordinary facility. So I don't have clarity on that. It would really be up to our legal. We typically defer to them to make those decisions, but there is an intense process, and I understand that other folks have tapped into the sewer and that people are okay with it. And I don't think any of us are saying that we don't want it to be approved or it shouldn't be approved. We're just saying that there's a process. Just like parks has to go through that when we want to build things in major. There's a proposed trail in this arroyo, and if we do that, we have to go through the EPC and we have to go through the due process to get our own facility built.
And this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, I do see you, just a second. Mr. Palmer.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just wanted to note regarding my comments again that the IDO states that a landscape buffer with a minimum width of 45 feet may be substituted as approved by the open space superintendent. And then it goes on with some details as far as what sort of plants in there. One concern I have with that, that has to be approved by parks, open space attendant, as a superintendent, as I said, is why I cannot go further than this. But also on lot 5, you've got that 45 foot alleged buffer, but it's not necessarily a landscape buffer. How are you going to get the private property owner to maintain a landscape buffer? And does the pond meet the requirements for a landscape buffer? So those are the concerns I feel like parks may want to have addressed in regards to that substitution of the 45-foot buffer in lieu of the single-loaded street on those two particular lots.
This is Hearing Officer Bo Hannon. Thank you. Mr. Hensley, do you care to weigh in?
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. Drainage features and landscape buffering are common on private property and are allowable use within the definition of the open space buffer requirement, the 45 feet. How buffer requirements are maintained for private properties, I think, is well covered. So how it is enforced in the future, I think would be how it's enforced on every other property in the future. I wanted to address the open space approval, and the IDO addresses this issue. Drainage and utility connections are not are considered not extraordinary, and they are listed in the table of allowable uses, table 4.2.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Couple questions. Who's going to be the ownership of Tract A of the pond? Who will actually retain ownership of that?
This is Ron Hensley. There will be a homeowners association that will have ownership of Tract A.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. On Tract 5, I think the plat shows that Lot 5 actually extends over to the arroyo, so that buffer would be to the north property line. Is that the case, or is it different?
No, that this is Ron Hensley. That is the case. And in the previous hearing, it was requested that that note be added to the plat that 45-foot buffer is part of Lot 5. And this that was part of our previous hearing.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, would you call up the plat? One of the things I was going to suggest is to see if there's a landscape easement on Lot 5. And there's not. Would Mr. Hensley, would you be amenable to a condition of placing a 45-foot landscape buffer easement on Lot 5?
This is Ron Hensley. As I said, that was a condition that was asked for in the previous meeting and was agreed to, that it would be added to the final plat before that language would be in place.
Okay. Do you have any other questions, Mr. Hensley?
No.
This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer, going back to Ms. Phelan. Sorry, Ms. Phelan, I need to really understand where you're at right now with this plat, understanding that we have some connections and some construction, but all of the physical improvements on this subject property lie outside of either the city of Albuquerque or the national park, that those construction improvements will have to be coordinated with both. With Tract A and the 45-foot condition landscape buffer on Lot 5, are there any other conditions that you have or concerns that you have on this project?
It might be maybe, and others can, clarify whether this is an option or not, but if a condition that the drainage needs to be coordinated with the city and the National Monument, because I think that's really the thing that's sticking, is that the Arroyo facility plan, which I understand what the use table says about what's allowed in major public open space, that specific zoning, but it also refers to the Arroyo facility plan and the major public open space facility plan. And so that trumps wherever the IDO is silent, and where that's silent, you typically refer to the IDO. And the Boca Negra Arroyo is identified as a natural arroyo. And so part of the monument's responsibility and major public open spaces responsibility is to protect the monument and protect the open space. And so what's coming into that arroyo, no matter the historical situation there and what other stuff has been put into it and what AMAFCA thinks and anybody else, their job is to protect the drainage features in the area to ultimately protect the monument. And so that has to be facilitated with the major public open space and national monument. And so if we can have that be a condition, I think that that might get us to, feeling comfortable with moving forward.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Ms. Phelan, what I can do is a finding, but we still have hydrology to walk through. And to my knowledge, the IDO is not trumped by the National Park Service. Mr. Rodenbeck.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to confirm with Ms. Phelan, is this going to require any kind of EPC approval?
I think that's still a legal question. And unfortunately, Mr. Hearing Officer, we had a meeting with staff and the applicant, and we requested that these requests be officially given to the Open Space Division with detail of the plans as well as the National Monument so that we could consult with legal and consult with the folks that we need to make these decisions. And that was not done. And so I don't have those answers today.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. If there's a possibility of a EPC approval requirement, we need to confirm if the DHO can approve this plat in that case, if there was a possibility that there is a requirement for an EPC approval. Those are some of the questions that we need to definitely make sure that we can confirm.
This is Ron Bohannon, Hearing Officer. Mr. Rodenbeck, this is a preliminary plat application versus a final plat application. So I think that may give us a little bit of no. Okay, Ms. Wolfley, you want to chime in?
I'm sort of trying to wait patiently to do comments for planning, and I can do all that after hydrology if you want, and I can address what we were just talking about.
Fair. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Fair enough. Thank you. Mr. Hensley, is there something quick?
Well, I was just saying that I believe the IDO is clear that the EPC action is not required for an allowable use under Table 4.2.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll move on to hydrology. Mr. Chen.
Yiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology needs further direction from National Park and the open space. Also needs a resubmittal based on those directions.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chen, so you do not have an approved grading, conceptual grading and drainage plan for this project?
What's wrong, honey?
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. I do have one with the retaining wall inside the national park or open space area. Mr. Hensley resubmitted a new one. I haven't reviewed and approved it yet because I need more directions from national park and open space.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chen, thank you. Mr. Hensley.
I was just going to say that as a construction detail, as Mr. Chen stated, there is an approved grading and drainage plan. The details of construction, as I said, we provided an exhibit, which is on the grading and drainage plan that shows how that construction may proceed. But as I said, the concept of the Great Egan Drainage Plan that has been approved has not changed, and I don't believe can change.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Hensley. Mr. Chin, I did see an approval on your comments. You did say you had an approval in the staff comments. Are you changing your opinion this morning?
No, I'm not. This is Tiquan Chin, hydrology. But since the retaining wall is relocated inside the property line, I do need further direction. I don't think there's any problem to reapprove the grading and drainage plan, but I want to make sure this is allowed from National Park and Open Space. Otherwise, there's no need to revisit this gradient drainage plan.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Chin, I'm going to continue on with comments, and then I may come back to you. We'll go on to planning, Ms. Wolfley.
Thank you, Mr. Bohannon, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley with planning comments. As was mentioned, we, after the last meeting hearing with the DHO, and we saw some of the issues at play with the Boca Negra Arroyo, at our initiative, we convened the National Park Service, City Open Space, the applicant, and anyone they brought along with them to discuss what needed to happen. In that meeting, I think that the National Park Service and City Open Space were very clear that they were not necessarily opposing the subdivision, but that they had a process and that they first needed the applicant to provide them with clear information about exactly what they would be doing in the arroyo and adjacent to the property line and what kind of construction activity that would incur in the arroyo area. So it was a pretty clear, friendly request, and not just a request like we'd like you to do this, but that our city and federal policies require that you do this. Unfortunately, the applicant didn't use the time available to make progress on those requests, and it is my understanding that nothing was submitted to the National Park Service nor to City Open Space so that they could better understand what type of construction activities would play out. And for that reason, I spoke with the applicant, asked if they would accept a deferral so that those conversations could continue and that progress could be made in that area. And unfortunately, the applicant was not willing to do a deferral, and then we're kind of going over some of those issues here in the meeting. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen with some of the planning comments.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I had made a mistake. I had missed transportation. Mr. Armorijo, I will go come back to you after planning.
Okay, so I went ahead and put provisions from the IDO where we cannot have any regulation in the IDO that would conflict with state or federal law. And the National Park Service has raised in their conversations and in their emails to us that they think this does conflict with federal law, that they're not consulted and not allowed to review the construction activity that would occur in the Boca Negra. We also have the National Park Service and City Open Space as two of our external agencies that we send a subdivision request to, and we process their comments. And it's general practice that if we have the National Park Service and City Open Space saying that they are uncomfortable with the subdivision, they don't understand what some of the construction impacts would be on their property, that we would pause and not move forward with an approval until those understandings are resolved. Some other notes on the plat. These are things that Mr. Hensley could have accomplished on this resubmittal I did not see yet that there was a maintenance assignment to the homeowners association for contract A. We also had laid out last time in our comments, based on some consultant work on how we can deal with construction mitigation, which is prescribed in the IDO and assigned to the DPM, but there's actually no mitigation techniques. And that's what's worrisome, is Mr. Hensley refers to these construction documents, and when they come through, there really is no process to catch this later on. And that's why in our comments, we had pointed out the very thing that we initiated back in April, that there be pre and post construction meetings, and some of the various details about what could or could not be walked on or equipment placed on, where there would need to be protection fencing, all sorts of things, and then final cleanup and inspections. All that really is not outlined anywhere, and that's something that we have a work in progress to do, and that's why we put these materials in the last set of comments, that they could potentially be a finding at the point this was ready for approval. This is the comment that is from last time about putting a note on the plat regarding the buffer on this private lot 5. And that wasn't added in the previous, or in this second submittal. So in general, I think it's planning's position that all of the parties have been very friendly to Mr. Hensley with regard to what they want to have happen, so that they can understand how the plat and the creation of these lots and the drainage pond, all of that, and the outflow of that pond into the Boca Negra. They just want to understand all that and what the construction will look like. And they've asked for that information to be provided in order for them to give us a go-ahead that we should actually approve this particular subdivision with this particular design. When we approve a preliminary plat, the only requirement for a final plat is that it match the preliminary plat. So the main review of a plat is now at the preliminary plat stage. So we don't want to approve something only to find out that there are some problems with it. And so I think we've already identified there's great concern about some of these matters. Some of them could be resolved, but there has to be the right communication, the right effort on the part of the applicant to do their due diligence, to work with the parties that are impacted by their construction and their grading and drainage, and that has not occurred. And so for those reasons, we would highly recommend that the hearing officer defer this application.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. Do you have a recommended time frame for that deferral?
I would ask Mr. Hensley when he feels that he can make the effort to work with the National Park Service and City Open Space to resolve the matters of construction impacts.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, you do have your hand up, and if you could address a couple of questions I'd like to articulate. One is what you intend to provide to the National Park Service and Open Space on the comments that you've heard today, and that kind of sequence time frame.
Well, as I've stated, as the process proceeds, and as I see it, that the preliminary plat approval is just a permission to proceed with the process. Most of the discussion, and virtually all of the discussion, has been over construction. And it seems like the applicant is being asked to provide construction documents prior to even having a preliminary plat approval. You know, and I, as I've stated, as the process continues, all appropriate permits, applications, and approvals for construction will be made. The notes requested to be added to the plat will be added to the plat. And would be a condition of on the final plat. And as was in the previous meeting, they would be added. It was a condition that those notes would be added to the final plat. I didn't anticipate revising the preliminary plat to add those notes at this phase. And I didn't feel the necessity for it. As I said, I thought that was a condition of the final plat approval. And I think there's enough processes in place to ensure that construction proceeds appropriately.
Mr. Hensley, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So with the scour wall on the property line and the connection into the sanitary sewer line, which is 10 feet inside the either City of Albuquerque open space or National Monument property, I would normally tend towards that, but there's no way you can build this wall without getting permission from the adjoining property owner, whoever that is, for the construction of that scour wall and the connection to the sanitary sewer line, even if it's under an easement. Right now, I don't see how you can proceed building this without those approvals, unless I'm missing something.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ron Hensley. That is correct. We would not be able to proceed to construction without those approvals. But the preliminary plat is a permission to proceed with preparing those construction documents. It seems premature to require construction documents at this phase.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon, I would normally agree with you, except in this instance, the only way you can build this project is with those easements on place. And so I'm going to still take that under consideration. Ms. Wolfley, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jolene Wolfley. I just want to reemphasize that the preliminary plat is the principal application process for a subdivision. And the only requirement of the final plat is that it match the preliminary plat. So all of the details are worked out at this stage. We don't defer things. And I'm not sure at what level of documentation the National Park Service or City Open Space would require. And when Mr. Hensley refers to construction documents, if he doesn't start a dialogue with them, he doesn't know what they would require. And that's been the problem, is that dialogue is not, we initiated planning an initial dialogue to get that going, but the applicant needs to pursue and finish that dialogue. And that is what is gonna be needed for a preliminary plat.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Ms. Wolfley. I am going to turn back to Mr. Armijo on transportation, and then I'm probably going to take a 5-minute recess, just let everybody know. Mr. Armijo.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Ernest Armijo, transportation. It's kind of anticlimactic after all of this discussion, but for transportation, all comments have been addressed and we have no objection.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Armijo, the City of Albuquerque, this is going to be a public street, and the City of Albuquerque would not allow any kind of retaining wall under that street. Is that correct?
Ernest Armijo, transportation. A retaining wall under the street, or basically directly adjacent to it?
Adjoining to it or adjacent to it. I'm trying to figure out how they could build this without getting into the arroyo, but I'm running out of options.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. I mean, typically the retaining walls are handled under hydrology. And I mean, it's like, if hydrology were confident in a retaining wall being secure enough to hold up with the street next to it, we would normally accept that. So it's not something we typically review. I mean, it's a very unusual thing to have a retaining wall holding up a street, and we don't normally see those too often.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. I just wanted to clarify for Ernest that I haven't seen the cross section for the latest flood wall, but if it's moved, I believe that it's moving inside the right of way, and the footing could be, I mean, if it has a footing, if it's a vertical retaining wall, if it has a footing, most likely will be under the road. Now that I think about it.
Okay. Yeah. Ernest Stormy Hill Transportation, that does change things. I didn't realize how close we were talking about it. Yes, it's like if it moves that close to where the footing is under the road, then we would have to take a look at that to make sure that it would be able to hold up. It's like typical, we don't have those types of structures underneath our roadways.
Yeah, this hearing officer Bohannon. Yeah, that's, I was just trying to figure out if this could be a standalone project, but I don't think it can be, really is where I'm heading. Mr. Hensley.
I guess, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer, Ron Hensley. It is not a retaining wall. It is a completely buried structure. And it has no footing. It is a pile of JPR in the new cross section that is on the screen now. It is a stack of JPR block on a coarse gravel base. And as I said, it's a completely buried structure.
Yeah. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I'm not going to go there. Okay, I am going to do this. First of all, I'm going to go back to the general public to see if there's any follow-up questions from the general public. Ms. Hendrickson, Ms. Kiefer?
Okay. Thank you. I would just make a comment that if we could get the information that Ms. Wolfley talked about, we could better evaluate the potential impacts of the drainage and the sewer line within the monument boundary. That would be really helpful for us.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yeah, what I'm trying to do on the break is to truly articulate how I see what needs to be resolved for this hearing officer to take action on it. And so that's why I'm going to take the 5-minute break, and your comments have been appreciated.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Kiefer, did you have any other comments?
Nothing additional. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay. I think with that, what I'd like to do, it's 10:47. I'd like to adjourn and reconvene at 11 o'clock. With that, I'll be ready to provide comments on this case. So with that, we're adjourned till 11 o'clock. Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Ron Bohannon. We're back on the record. Mr. Armijo, you have your hand up.
Yes, sir. This is Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Did some more consideration of the questions you brought up, Mr. Hearing Officer, about if the wall were moved into much closer to the roadway. And upon thinking about it, the position of transportation would be that if that were to happen, if the wall were within the city right-of-way, that we would suggest that the interior roadways for this subdivision would have to be private, because if that wall were ever needed to be maintained by the HOA, that it would impact the roadway. So the only way around that would be to make those roads private.
This Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Hensley, I think you had your hand up before. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I wanted to go over the Park Service issue. The issues regarding construction, I believe, are covered specifically in a document that the city and the Park Service have, but have been unwilling or unable to provide. And the process that has been provided could take the applicant years to complete. And at the moment, it seems like we're being asked to bring a rock, and we have no idea what rock to bring.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Yeah, Mr. Hensley, I understand your concerns, and that's what I tried to take a break, is to understand what the issues are so that we can try to bring closure to this application so that we actually don't get into that to that area. So I am going to provide what I would like to see before, I'm going to defer this, but I'm going to like to try to articulate what I see the issues are. The primary issue that I see is who is actually the ownership of that property to the north, whether that is DMD, Open Space, or the National Park Service. It's not clear in the record or in testimony today who's actually ownership of that. What is clear is that the actual construction does need to be approved by Open Space with input from the National Park Service. And so it is hard for this hearing officer to understand how this project can get built without that construction details and coordination effort with the Park Service. There are some alternatives, Mr. Hensley, that you could look at that would be standalone that you could consider, but that's, in my opinion, you do need to coordinate with that in those two entities at a minimum as far as how you're going to proceed. The other issue that needs to be resolved is the sanitary sewer. There's an existing sanitary sewer line easement, and the question then becomes is, does the Water Authority have a jurisdiction over that sanitary sewer and allow connections to that sanitary sewer? And if they do, is there any other approvals necessary from any other outside agencies other than the Water Authority for that sewer connection? The last one is I think there needs to be an updated grading and drainage plan submitted to the City of Albuquerque and approved by the City of Albuquerque. I think what I've seen and what I've done actual work on this arroyo, I think if you, Mr. Hensley, if you would still continue to work with the National Park Service and the Open Space, I think that your solution presented well. I could see them understanding the merits of that solution, but that's going to require you to continue to work with the Parks and Recreation and Open Space. Those are my concerns as I see it. If we can get through those, then I think this hearing officer could act on the application. Mr. Hensley, I'm going to have to ask you how long you need to try to make that coordination occur so I can try to time my deferral accordingly.
Well, that's, as I stated in my previous comment, that's really the issue of, it's not defined as to what is being requested. You know, is it discussion? Is it approval? You know, what do I need to supply? And it sounded like a lot of the information that you're requesting, I am unable to supply.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. So going back, starting with the scour wall, you need to either provide hydrology with how that scour wall will be constructed where easements are not necessary for the adjoining property owner, or you need to have permission from the adjoining property owner to be able to install that scour wall. That's the first part. The other part is that you need to work with hydrology on the discharge from the pond to show that it does meet city criteria and it can get approval from the city hydrology department for the discharge. The last question is with the Water Authority and you is to determine whether or not the sanitary sewer line can connect to that sanitary sewer manhole without permission of the adjoining property owner. Those are the three basic questions I see. Then the other issues are going to be on the plat. You will need to have the 45-foot buffer area shown on lot 5 as a minimum. And so those are the points that I've been able to articulate.
This is Ron Hensley. As I've stated, the grading plan has been amended, and we can do an immediate resubmittal of that. So it just depends on how long that would take to review. As far as the easement rights of the Water Authority, I believe that they have complete authority. And I don't know how to research it otherwise. I don't know how to prove it negative.
Then how are you going to address the fact that to build this project, you need a construction easement for that wall on the arroyo?
This is Ron Hensley. I don't believe that a construction easement would be necessary. As I said, the structure is completely buried. And with the 10-foot area between the back of curb and the property line, there is adequate distance to do excavation for the 6 to 8 feet that would be required to install the blocks. I believe construction could be completed without impact to the arroyo, but we can work out the details of if there is impact, reseeding, restoration. As I said, those construction details can be worked out. But the federal process that's been outlined would be prohibitive.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon.
I think the easement rights are there.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. As Mr. Armijo pointed out, if you're going to move that into the public right-of-way, then you need to coordinate with transportation on the location of that that wall, and that could have a material impact on your application.
I believe it can be constructed. I'll coordinate with transportation as to the no impact to the roadway. And the maintenance issue, I believe, since it is a buried structure that won't be require maintenance unless there is a scouring event. I don't think it's an issue, but I'll be happy to work with transportation and work out the details however is necessary.
Okay, and I would hope that you still continue to work with open space and national parks.
As I said, whatever is requested, what we can provide. I just don't know what is being requested at this point.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I think what they've requested is for you to reach out and show how you're basically going to build these. They're asking for the construction details and for that at this point in time, so that they can determine if there's any impacts to the monument and the open space based on this project. And I think that's the question that's in front of them, and what I've heard from the planning department who orchestrated that meeting. So my suggestion is to do a follow-up. I am going to defer this until June the 7th. Wait a minute, is it our next hearing off? Jay, is it 14th or the 7th?
It's 14th. Well, there's the next one in May is May 24th, and then the first one in June is June the 14th.
My suggestion is, Mr. Hensley, I'm going to defer this to June 14th. If you are able to get those articulated and answers done, I'll be happy to hear this on the 24th. Let me correct this. I will defer this to the 24th. And if such time as you haven't been able to, we can defer that again to the 14th.
Okay, this is Ron Hensley, understood. I have provided an exhibit of, what the construction is going to look like. And if additional detail is necessary, I can provide that as well.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. My suggestion is to provide the construction details on how you physically are going to build those walls so that staff and the National Park Service can understand that, as well as working with hydrology on the discharge. Those are the three points that I've articulated are the three main points that I see preventing me from acting on this project today.
I will provide those details.
Okay. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you.